This is the Franchise News Podcast for the week ending March 6th, 2020. I'm Jack Munson coming to you from the Social Geek Radio Studios in Chicago. Our top story and a bit of an editorial. Many franchise brands are coming to Nashville in 2 weeks for the Franchise Expo Nashville, March 20th and 21st. And after this week's deadly tornadoes hitting the Music City, some people may be worried about their business travel plans to Nashville. But Sheila Fisher and her team at MFV Expositions are busy coordinating to help local groups like Hands On Nashville, the Community Fund of Middle Tennessee, and IFA's Franchising Gives Back. MFV is donating the gate revenue at Franchise Expo Nashville to local relief efforts. I personally would like to ask anyone in the franchising community who's on the fence about going to this event to go and make it count for your brand and for future small business owners, and spend a little extra money in local Nashville shops, restaurants, and honky-tonks while you're there. More details on this show later in the program in the franchise calendar. IFA is holding a lobby day in Sacramento, California on March 17th. IFA members in California are encouraged to participate and meet with lawmakers to clarify AB 5. If you're able to attend, please RSVP to IFA's Erica Farage at efarage@franchising.org. Last year it was the chicken sandwich wars at QSRs. Now the battle for breakfast is heating up. Wendy's is getting serious about breakfast, with corporate and franchisees spending an additional $80 million in advertising this year to promote breakfast awareness. They're calling it America's soon-to-be favorite breakfast. They kicked off on Monday by tweeting a picture of a tombstone that reads, R.I.P. Egg McMuffin. McDonald's responded by declaring Monday National Egg McMuffin Day and gave away the breakfast sandwich nationwide. Valvoline has launched Valvoline Mechanics Month. During the month of March, Valvoline plans to celebrate the hard work and dedication of its overseas mechanics through multinational events, social media activities, giveaways, and advertising. This 30-day campaign represents the first observance of its kind for the company, expanding on previous regional efforts. Some big milestones for some great franchise brands. Blink Fitness hits the 100-unit mark. The brand just started in 2011. And Planet Fitness has just opened location number 2,000. CEO Chris Rondo says this milestone wouldn't be possible without the passion and determination of our experienced franchisees who are bullish on aggressive, thoughtful expansion in both new and existing markets. And Big B Coffee, Michigan's favorite coffee shop, is turning 25 years old. Bob Fish, co-CEO, said, "Delighting our customers with delicious drinks served with a smile has been at the heart of Big B's purpose every day for 25 years. Congratulations to all of you." Lots of news and moves for members of the franchise family. Arby's has announced the appointment of former Procter & Gamble marketing executive Patrick Schwing as the company's new chief marketing officer. Schwing will succeed Jim Taylor, who was promoted to president last year. At Taco John's, Kelly Hopper is the new chief financial officer, and Brooks Spears has been appointed VP of franchise development. Chris Seyferth has been promoted to Senior Vice President and Chief Experience Officer of Marco's Franchising. Terry Stewart is the new VP of Franchise Services and Operations at Flannel Jack's. At Edible Arrangements, Carrie Malloy has been promoted to VP of Finance. Jim Hood is promoted to President at Homestead Inc. And Clay McKee joins Handyman Connection as Executive Director of Franchise Development. Congratulations and good luck to all of you. Finally, kudos to some franchise brands that are doing some great things. Sport Clips is donating $1.25 million to the Veterans of Foreign Wars Foundation for the Help a Hero Scholarship Foundation. It supports education for civilian careers. Cousins Subs is bringing back a great program. Justin McCoy, VP of Marketing, said, "To provide an easy and affordable way for our guests to support their local community, we launched the Round Up campaign. Guests are encouraged to round up their check to the nearest dollar, with proceeds going to youth education, hunger, and health and wellness programs in that local community." And Christian Brothers Automotive Foundation launched a program called the Hub Garage, providing vehicles to single mothers in need of reliable transportation. Vehicle donations will be repaired by Christian Brothers technicians and distributed to single moms in the Houston area. Here's a look at the franchise calendar sponsored by Intrepid Direct Insurance. Intrepid Direct knows franchise owners are the symbol of opportunity, and they're here to help with your business insurance needs. This means lower prices without sacrificing service or coverage and providing a better overall experience. All required business insurance coverages are bundled into one policy with 12 equal payments for better cash flow. From getting a quote to everyday needs, Intrepid Direct is redefining the insurance experience for franchisees. Expect savings, expect commitment, expect better. That's the Intrepid Direct policy. Get a fast quote now at intrepiddirect.com/socialgeek. Okay, and you can meet the Intrepid Direct team at several of these events, including at Franchise Update Media's Multi-Unit Franchising Conference in Vegas again, this time at the all-new Caesars Forum, April 14th through the 17th. Other shows on the franchise calendar include the Franchise Unconference in Park City, Utah, March 11th through the 13th. Here in Chicago, the Northern Illinois Franchise Association has a meeting and program next Thursday, March 12th. The Restaurant Franchising and Innovation Summit moves to Atlanta March 16th through the 18th. As mentioned earlier, MFV Expo's Franchise Expo Nashville is happening March 20th and 21st at Music City Center. The IFA Women's Franchise Network Atlanta chapter has an event on March 24th. The Canadian Franchise Association's annual convention is in Montreal this year, the 4th of April through the 6th of April. IFA's Legal Symposium is in Washington, D.C., May 3rd through the 5th. And on May 27th, on the eve of IFE in New York, please join the New York and New Jersey chapter of the Women's Franchise Network for a great event on social media. Yours truly will be speaking that night. And then it is the IFE, the International Franchise Expo, at the Javits Center in New York City, May 28th through the 30th. The IFA Franchise Development Conference is back in Denver, June 9th and 10th. And the Franchise Marketing Leadership Conference is in Atlanta again, June 16th through the 18th. Links to all of these events for information and registration are available at socialgeekradio.com on the Franchise News page. Tomorrow on Social Geek Radio, the Franchise Spotlight is on the latest government relations news in the franchise space with the IFA's Matt Haller and Erica Farage. Talk to you then.